Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. If you have worked in this industry for any period of time, one thing you will often hear from your company, from your managers, and even from your customers is, if you want to be successful in medical sales, you need to be a professional. So let me ask you, what does it mean to be a professional? Well, I think intuitively, we all know. But why don't we take a minute here for a second and define it? Now, one of the common misconceptions amongst many medical sales professionals is that they don't see themselves to be a professional in the same vein as perhaps a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant might be a professional. And I submit to you that a medical sales professional is truly a professional to the same extent as any of those occupations that I previously mentioned. Let's take a look at this syllogism to see if it makes sense to you. Doctors provide patient care by acquiring specialized knowledge, preparation, and expertise. True or true? Medical sales professionals, hopefully such as yourself, contribute to patient care through specialized knowledge, preparation, and expertise. Is that true or true? Hopefully you answered yes, because it's absolutely true. So if you look at those two statements and you believe them to be true, then you could say that a medical sales professional is therefore a professional. Okay, let's get that out of the way. Just saying you're a professional does not necessarily make you a professional. What does? Well, it's your behavior. It's what you do every day in every situation that defines you as a professional. Now, keep in mind, you are dealing with people who are some of the most highly regarded professionals in society, medical professionals. And as a consequence of that, these medical professionals are going to hold you to a very high standard as well. So let's talk about some of those standards and how they translate to behaviors which will allow you to be truly a professional. First of all, let's take a look at this one, integrity. What does it mean to have integrity? Well, I submit that integrity means that you are able to be trusted, that you're honest. In fact, you can be trusted with the confidential information about patients and about the healthcare providers. To your customers, integrity means that you do what it is that you say you are going to do every time, and that your behavior is congruent with everything that you say. Another behavior that all medical sales professionals must display is that of empathy. Empathy means that you show compassion for the patient's family, and the healthcare provider's role in caring for the patient. Self-motivation is another extremely important behavior that is found in professionals. What's so important about self-motivation? Well, this means that you know what needs to be done and you do it on your own. And this includes taking the initiative for learning about your products and keeping up on your products and the industry. You also follow through on the commitments that you make to the customer. In other words, your self-motivation ensures that you do this. Now, let's talk about one that I hate to talk about, but unfortunately, through 20 years of experience, I have unfortunately encountered medical sales reps, I won't call them professionals, who needed some work in this area. It is appearance and personal hygiene. Now, we would like to think that in this day and age, everyone that you encounter in a professional capacity bathes. If you're a man, you shave. You use a deodorant, your hair is combed, your clothes are neat, and you're professionally dressed. Unfortunately, this is not always the truth. Make sure you take a bath. Make sure you use a deodorant. Not a bad idea. If you want to use cologne or perfume, use it, but a little bit goes a long way. Don't put it on so that it's overpowering and that people know you're arriving before you even get there. And if you happen to be one of the newly found people who wears a nose ring, good for you. But on the days when you're engaging professionals in a professional environment, please leave it at home. Trust me on this one. Let's talk about self-confidence as one of the important behaviors. If you're self-confident, you trust your ability to sell and to use your products to help the customer care for his and her patients. Your confidence carries through in everything you do. If you're lacking it, that's going to carry through as well. The next behavior is having good communication skills. You must speak clearly, write clearly and legibly, and you must be an active listener. Listening is one of the most important parts of communication. Make sure you take the time to understand what it is that your customers are telling you about how they need your help to care for their patients. Time management. If you're a medical sales professional, this means that you are always on time, or when circumstances prevent it, you will notify the customer immediately of any delays. You also complete all tasks and assignments on time, and you honor your commitments on time. Here's a behavior that you had better get good at if you're not good already when you're dealing with other professionals. It is a behavior that's called diplomacy. We often hear about diplomacy, and we may have been told to be diplomatic when we relay a certain message. But what does that mean? Simply put, diplomacy is the employment of tact to gain a strategic advantage when you're working with your customers. In other words, you can't always say what you're thinking, and some of the things that you need to express must be done in a diplomatic way so as not to offend your customers. Of course, you need to be a team player. This puts the goals of the team above yourself, and it includes communicating with your team to make sure that everybody understands what everybody else is doing. By the way, your team includes not only everyone that you work with at your company, it also includes the customer. Because the customer, if you're doing your job properly, sees you as an important part of his or her team. So make sure that when you're communicating, you take the time to communicate with that part of your team as well. One of the professional behaviors that is very important is being able to show respect. Show respect for everyone. Certainly, this means that you need to be polite to others, but it also means that you don't use derogatory language or demeaning language about your customers or anyone else. Show respect. The next one is a huge one. Your behavior must include being a patient advocate. This places the needs and the well-being of the patient above all else. That's what a professional in this field does. But you also need to be a physician and healthcare provider advocate, because it's very important that you act in a way that shows an understanding for and supports the needs and goals of the healthcare provider, because these are your customers. The next behavior is careful delivery of service. Careful delivery of service means that you master and maintain the skills to deliver those services, and you perform thorough checks of all instruments, all equipment, all of your products, or anything associated with your products and services, so that when you deliver the service or you deliver your product, you know that it is going to work and perform the best that it can for the provider and the patient. Careful delivery of service means that you also follow the policies, procedures, and protocols for the healthcare institution that you are involved with at any moment. And finally, the last behavior that I want to talk about, and this is kind of a catch-all, is that you honor the profession of medical sales by behaving in a way that brings credit to it. Don't ever do anything to dishonor it, because when you do, it affects all of us. Almost everything that I've talked about on this podcast is at some level intuitive to all of us, but there will be those times when you will be challenged, and you're going to need to step back and assess what you're doing to determine if you are really performing at a level where others will see you as a professional. I hope you'll take the time to assess yourself with respect to what we've talked about today. And, as always, I would like to thank you for joining us at Medical Sales Guru today. I hope you will join us every week. Please leave your comments on the blog or email me with any comments or any ideas for any future podcasts. And as I leave you today, let me again remind you that whatever you do in your medical sales career, remember, it's always about the patient. Have a great week. Bye for now.